Hello and welcome back. Angela Johnson here. So I'm going to take just a couple minutes and talk to you a little bit about more of who I am on a personal level. And so if there's an alignment here, again, I encourage you to reach out. Let's have a conversation and see how I can be a contribution to you, your business, and the future that you would like to create for you. All right, so let's go through the three things, because I think this is fascinating when you know this about people so that you can really see where that matches and help you hone in what you're looking for. So my marketing archetype is I'm a truth guide followed by a connector. I'm a conversational truth guide and connector. And so if you don't know what your marketing archetype is, there's a link right below this audio. So I encourage you to click on that. It takes just a couple of minutes to take the quiz, and then you'll receive a free mini training. And then the soul message archetype. So two different archetype systems. The marketing archetypes is something that I'm certified in. The message archetypes is something that I created. And this comes from, you know, doing copywriting and messaging work for hundreds of people over the years. I kept seeing these five core elements that would come out in people's messaging. And once people identified this, their entire marketing message got much easier to communicate, and it really made a huge difference in their business. So my primary is I'm a champion, and champions are all about empowering people to know that they can create whatever they desire. Like, that's our drive behind our business, followed by the engineer. So I have a very systematic way, and I have a gift of taking really complex ideas, visions, and possibilities and breaking them down into step-by-step things. Now, ironically, I cannot do that for myself, but I'm brilliant at it for my clients. And then my human design, for those of you who are into human design, it's a fascinating system. This has made a huge difference for me, which is why I mention it here, is I'm a projector. And so I did a training with my good friend, Chris Prochaska, who's a human design expert, and there's a link there for that. So a couple of things that I want to just overall mention is that when you put these three things together, what this really boils down to is that I am a visionary. I see the big picture. I see possibilities that people don't see. So when people are presenting problems or challenges in their business, I can see through that and I can see possibilities. And I'm really brilliant at asking those questions to empower you to see the possibilities. Because just because I can see them really doesn't mean anything. It's you've got to see them for you, and that's where the magic starts happening. In addition to seeing that big vision, I mentioned this a little bit when I mentioned my engineer, a soul message archetype, is that I'm really great at breaking complex ideas and visions down into step-by-step systems for you to implement. And here's another thing too about being a truth guide. And bottom line is, I give a shit. I deeply care about people. I value quality over quantity. Never say never, but right now, I don't ever see myself going in this direction with my business. I'm not going to be that person who has, you know, 100 people in a really large group program. Like, that's just not me. And I want to help a lot of people, want to contribute to a lot of people. But that's just not the model. It's more of a guru star archetype model, and that's not a truth guide model. And so through and through, I am a truth guide. I deeply care about people. I deeply believe in their ability to create the impossible. And I've always cheered for the underdog ever since I was a kid. Like, that's just who I am in my core. Some of my values, my top two values, number one is equality. And I think that if you've been, if you live in the United States or you know of the craziness in the politics with the United States, this has been a really important issue and something that I have been more vocal about. And I think it's an important thing because I 100% believe in equality, whether it's racial, religious, gender, sexual orientation, equality, unity, oneness. Those are the things that I am focused on. I have been since I was a child. So I do not tolerate bigotry, narcissism, or abuse of any kind in my events, my life, my relationships. That is not who I am. So I think that that's an important piece. Accountability is my other top value. And what that means is that you create your results 100% of the time. I create my results 100% of the time. And so the reason I mention that is if people are really focused on being a victim, and they want therapy versus coaching, like, I'm not the person for them. And so if you're really committed to your stories and being stuck and all the reasons and proof why you're stuck, then I'm not the person for you. But if you're wanting to change that and you're willing to change that quickly, because the tools that I use creates change very fast, then let's definitely have a conversation. One of the things that my clients tell me over and over again is how real I am. I am the same person on and off stage. I'm the same person on and off of Facebook. I don't do pretense, and I don't hang around people who do. And so my motto is mean what you say, say what you mean. I don't bullshit people, and you can count on me to tell the truth and be honest. And that's an important value for me. It's just who I am. Again, one of the pieces of feedback I get is how transparent and real I am. So I am not the type of person that pretends I have all my shit together. If you're a member of my Facebook community, my Facebook group, then I'm very often in there sharing videos of like, oh my gosh, here's a breakdown I just had of my business and here's what I did about it. So I don't have this pretense that I've got to pretend like I've got all my shit together to prove that I'm an expert, because I'm transparent, I'm raw, I'm real, I'm human, and I'm damn good at what I do. And there is a lot of power in that, that vulnerability. But it's just who I am. Like, I just don't know how to be any other way. Here's the thing that happens when people come into my space is change happens. Transformation happens just by being in my events, being around me. Because I believe and I see possibilities, I have a gift of creating a space that creates that level of transformation. I've always been the kind of person where people just tell me their life story, or they tell me their deepest, darkest secrets. Why is that? It's because they have no judgment. Like, I've truly like heard and seen it all. And I see you through the drama. I see you through the stuckness, through what you might feel is broken. Like, I see the real you that is divine and amazing and brilliant. And you may have a few scars, you may have a few bumps, and I see the real you and what's possible through all of that. And I assist you to emerge that on your own so that you can build upon that. And not just about like relying on my faith when you don't have yours. Like, I think that's an overdone statement. This is about seeing yourself in that way as well. And not only just through the mindset work, but that's, you know, the tools of access consciousness and those things. A couple other things is I cuss sometimes a lot. And so if that offends you, probably not a good idea to work together. I'm spiritual, not religious. I respect your beliefs. I have clients who are lots of different religions, everything from atheist to Christian to, I mean, everything in between. And I respect your beliefs. And my invitation is that you respect mine. And I respect you and your beliefs so long as they're not abusive or harmful, of course. It goes back to my, you know, I believe in equality. I'm a stand for equality. And so if you are open-minded with your religious beliefs, then there's a lot of contribution I can be. Or if you find that alternative healing, holistic modalities, you know, access consciousness, quantum physics, personal development are in contrast or in conflict with your religious beliefs, then we're probably not going to be a fit. And I fully respect that. And I can make some recommendations that may have a similar belief system than you, or as you. And so with that, let me think if there's anything else I'd like to share with you. Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. So thanks for listening. And if you've got any questions, of course, let me know. And I look forward to chatting with you if it feels like we're a fit.